Welcome to Story Chats at Inspi Romance. I'm Elizabeth Madry, and I'm here with my two co-hosts.
I'm Nora Latkins.
And I'm Valerie Comer.
No guests today because we are going to be talking about the annual birthday bash at Inspi Romance, and it kicks off today, which is super exciting. And it's fun that we get to include you guys, our podcast listeners, and hopefully many of you are also blog readers, so you probably will know what's going on. But if you're not, this is a great chance to become a blog reader because there's some cool stuff going on this month for our birthday bash. So I'm super excited, and I thought it would be fun to have Valerie give us the history of the birthday bash at Inspi Romance and its inspiration. So Valerie, why don't you do that? Tell us about the birthday bash and why we do it.
Sure, I'd love to do that. Although it's not a super exciting topic. It just basically, we talked a few weeks ago about the history of Inspi Romance, and right from the very beginning, which now is 7 years, which is crazy to think of. But right from the beginning, we wanted to make sure that blog readers were engaged and wanting to comment and share, you know, a bit of their lives with the blog writers. And so we thought that it would be cool to do two annual big giveaways that encompassed, you know, all of the authors, and that the readers would have a chance to get in there. Now, all of our authors, I think pretty much all of them, give away an ebook or a paperback here and there every month. Each person doesn't do it every month, but would periodically give away books on their blog post. But this is just a chance to just kind of ramp it up a bit and get some excitement going, and just see how much fun we can have getting big packages together. And so we have been doing that. This is our 7 years we've been doing this now. And we also run a back to school giveaway later, usually August, September, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. That one is varied a little bit. But the birthday bash is just ready to roll. And we're pretty excited about that. I love the fact that we can give away ebooks and paperbacks. And most of all, Narelle, what's the most exciting
thing? Yes, international books. So all of us that don't live in North America, we can actually enter a giveaway for a print book, which is super exciting.
And that
rather than always Canada. Missing out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't say North America, because Canada often gets left out in the cold. They're our northern sister, but it's,
oh, really?
Shipping to Canada is often crazy. Hard. So, so they're international as well. Yep. But yeah.
So it is cool. And this time around, I think we've got, I won't tell too much. You'll go ahead and do that. Two giveaways for internationals. But back to you, Elizabeth.
Did you have more other than just international, Narelle, that you love about the birthday bash?
Oh, I just think it's so fun. I think it's a great chance for our readers to actually try new books. So, I mean, a lot of the time people can be a bit hesitant. There's a new author that they haven't come across before. And I think winning a book in a giveaway can be an opportunity for them to try a new author. And we also do have some blog readers that don't read ebooks, that have a preference for print books for various reasons as well. So there tends to be a lot of free books and giveaways in the ebook space, but not so much in print books. So I think it's special for that reason as well. And we have also extra bonuses in the packages for the US paperback winners and grand prize as well.
And that's one of the things, not the bonuses. The bonuses are cool. But I really like the fact that you do get a chance to have a paperback perhaps, but then also, like you were saying, to try someone new. Maybe, you know, you've been tempted and you're thinking about it, but then you're like, I could spend the money on someone I know I'm going to love. So this is a chance. So absolutely. All right. So it's time for the fun part, which is exciting.
Yay.
So the party on the blog, and it's all on the blog. So you're going to want to comment on the blog, inspiromance.com, to be entered. And if you comment, you can comment on every blog post between now, February 12th through March 13th. are the dates. Every comment is another entry. So comment as often as you like to get those entries and up your chances of winning. So we have, Narelle touched on it, a whole bunch of paperbacks, which is always fun because I know some people really love to hold the book in their hot little hands. And so I thought it would be fun to run through some of these paperbacks because I have them all sitting right here because mm-hmm. they ship them, the authors ship them to me and then I package them all up because every package comes with, first off, a tote bag.
Nice.
For Inspi Romance. And it's a nice canvas tote bag. It'd be good for groceries or books, you know, but it's not cheap and flimsy. It's a nice canvas tote bag. And you get a bookmark, which is hard to see. There's a glare. There we go.
Okay.
And what's fun about this is if you're into coloring, you can like color that. We had these made when the adult coloring books were all the rage. And Ginger Solomon used to help with these. And she got a great deal, I think, on because bulk. So we've got a ton of these, but they're really fun. And a pen, which is, these
pretty
are
pink
pens. Bright pink. We all got one. Ginger sent all the admin team one and mine died. And I was I used all the ink in it and I was very sad when it ran out of ink because it's a nice pen. It writes well. I'm picky about my pens. I don't know if you
write. Does it write in pink? Is it pink?
No, it writes in black.
Okay, good to know.
It's black. Yeah. Yeah. And then a notepad for all your note-taking purposes.
Yeah.
So those go in every paperback package. And then we have...
Can I just interrupt?
Yeah.
Because I love to. So if you are listening to the podcast and are not watching on YouTube, this might be one that you might want to pop over because it's going to be a lot of visual. Now, we'll say titles and stuff, but if you actually want to see these prizes, then you might want to pop over to YouTube and watch this episode.
That's a super good point because you don't get to see that the pen is bright pink if you are just listening. That is
now they know.
Yeah. So we have 5 paperback book packages plus the grand prize.
Nice.
Cool.
And then there are, hold on, I gotta switch windows real fast because I should have looked before this to tell you how many, there are 6 ebook packages and we're not gonna show all the ebooks because we talked about it. We're like, Narelle could hold them up on her phone and I'm like, that could be fun. It could be really weird too. So we might just run through what's in the ebooks. But I want to show you the paperbacks because they're exciting. So So first paperback prize package is, all right. We have Hope for Freedom by me, Elizabeth Madrid.
Nice.
And Not Until Forever by Valerie Bodden.
Nice.
Is that, and it's Hope Springs. So Hope Ranch to Hope Springs. A lot of hope in yeah. this first prize package.
It's a very hopeful beginning.
Yes. Love Once More by Sally Bayless.
Mm, nice book.
And what's fun with some of these, see, Valerie signed hers.
Oh, nice.
So that makes them kind of, I signed mine. that makes them fun too. Some of the authors who keep a paperback stock send them to me, they're signed, as opposed some send them straight from Amazon because it's cheaper to do that way, so they might not be signed, so they're not all signed, but some of them are
right. And those of us who are international authors, we can't really do the shipping thing with a signed one, so yeah, I get it drop shipped to you. So I think you've even got a paperback of mine coming up in a bit that I haven't even seen in person myself yet.
Oh wow.
The Trouble with Love by Tony Shiloh, which is so fun. And I love the paperbacks. I read these in ebook and I didn't see in the ebook cover the little guitars on the, on the ebook. I don't remember those being, I'm sure they're there, but I didn't see them in the thumbnail. But
I remember. The reason I remember that is I did a book recommendation at Inspi Romance. And when I was working out the background, I had a really good look at the book cover and I thought, oh, how cool is that? The guitar. Yeah.
And then Mandy Blake's Remembering the Cowboy. So, I mean,
okay.
Hunky cowboy. So that's one. All right. Then the next package, actually, we're missing. We don't have all the books from the authors in it. They haven't showed up. I've got a couple authors who we don't have them all. But three of the five are Finding Love in Sun Valley, Idaho by Angela Ruth Strong.
I love that book. Yeah.
And then Returning Home by Toni Shiloh. This is one of my favorites of hers.
Mm-hmm. Another one. Yeah, for sure.
Another copy of Remembering the Cowboy. So if you saw the first one and were like, oh, I want that one, you get two chances. Nice. We have multiples of many authors. So also in that package, is Match Made in Heaven by Julie Arduini. Okay. And Hill Country Redemption, which is a love inspired by Shannon Taylor
Van Atter.
Thank you. I'm like, I'm gonna get this wrong. So yeah. All right. So then next up, next prize package we have, is this the one that you haven't touched yet? Cadence of Cranberries by Valerie Comer.
Cadence of Cranberries, just
pretty.
In December, and I haven't touched it yet. Does it feel lovely?
It does.
Oh, it feels lovely.
Does it smell good? I always want to know about the smell.
It does smell good, actually.
I bet it smells like cranberries.
Yeah, well, I wish, but no, it just smells like book, but that's good.
All right.
We have another Love Once More by Sally Bayless. Then we have Whatever Comes Our Way by J.C. Weaver. I love this book. So good. And I hadn't realized, because again, I read it in ebook, I didn't realize how long it was. Like, that's
wow. A big
book. It's 390 pages. I was like, that's
a serious, that's a serious
hefty book. Tome there. Love Pact with the Hero by Lewin Ho. And this, we talked about the Heroes of Freedom Ridge series a lot in December and January. This is one of those. And it's so good. So good. And then also Valerie's Verdict by Hallie Bridgman. And this is another one where I was like, wow, that's a tome. That's a nice thick book. So that's exciting. All right. Then we've got Opening Her Heart, new package. There's about five books in each of the non-grand prize packages.
So what are we up to? Is this number three now?
What's the third package? Four. This is
four. Okay.
Yeah. So we've got Opening Her Heart by Deb Kastner. It's a love-inspired book with this is the one she talked about when she was on the podcast with the rescue dogs. Yep. And then we have Finding Love for the Playboy by Lori Larson. And her Matchmaking Moms series is so fun, but this was actually my favorite one. So if you haven't read any of those, this is a really good one. It's super fun.
Good to know. On my Kindle, I haven't read them yet.
They're really fun. I also really like the photographer one, which is not this one, and I'm drawing a blank on which one it was, but sorry. Hope for Freedom, again by me. Marrying Mandy by Melanie Snitker, which I love. This is the first book I read of Melanie's, and I was a fan for life because of this book. This is a great book.
Yeah, same.
Another Not Until Forever by Valerie Bodden. My stack over here is starting to get tall. And then in that one, we are missing nothing. Just kidding.
I was going to say, I think that was five.
Sorry, just kidding. All right. So then the last of the regular prize packages of paperbacks, lots of P's, has Remember Me by Marion Ukerman, which I haven't received yet, but it's a great book. It also has An Informal Affair by Heather Gray. This one is really fun. I was going to say this was the one I talked about, but it's not. But it's in the same series. This one's super fun. This is a friends to lover, and it's fun.
This I one should look stories.
Familiar to Narelle, Solo 2, yes. By Narelle Atkins, which is also, I need to stop saying they're awesome because they're all fabulous. And then the ones that I don't talk about how fabulous they are, people are going to think that I don't think they're fabulous, but I do. I've read all of them and they're all fabulous. Marry Me for Real Cowboy by Valerie Comer. Nice, this one nice. Turned out super cute. Had you seen this one?
I haven't.
You touched this one. You haven't touched this one?
With the whole COVID thing, it's been really hard getting my paperback orders into Canada.
Sure.
But yeah, those two should be showing up sometime soon.
Yay. And then another copy of Valerie's Verdict by Hallie Bridgman. So that is our non-grand prize paperback books. So the grand prize includes the notepad and the tote bag and all of that, plus books. Okay, so we've got, this one has more books. This one I think has 7 in it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
8, I think.
8. I was wrong. So it is missing, I don't have Shannon Taylor Vanatter's The Cowboy's Missing Memory as yet, but that will be just in there.
Not just a missing memory, but a missing book.
Missing book and memory. We have The Black Sheep's Salvation by Deb Kastner.
Okay.
For the Love of Joy by Janet Ferguson. This is the new one that just came out at the start of January. So that's fun. And this cover is gorgeous. And I've enjoyed seeing it online, but seeing it in person, it really, the colors are amazing.
Excellent.
Sky by Heather Gray. There we go. This is a great book too. And again, chunkier than I thought. So, but really fun book. I said I was going to stop doing that, and I can't help myself because they're all so good. Finding Love in Park City, Utah by Angela Ruth Strong. And I actually haven't read her Finding Love books. I need to do that because, Valerie, you love
those. I love that series.
Yeah.
Have you read those, Narelle, too?
Yeah, I've read some of them.
Okay, see, I'm the one losing out here.
She's got a digital box set of them. I've read Sun Valley, Idaho on its own, and then when I saw the box set, I don't know if it's still available now.
Yeah,
but I got up and read all 5 straight through beginning to end.
Well,
I think
I know
it's
what I'm
titled. I think it's Resort to Love. Maybe is the title of the box set.
Sounds possibly.
That sounds sort of familiar. So okay, cool. A Baby to Call Ours by Marilee Wrenn.
Okay.
Her Front Porch Promises books are fun. So this is the. Is this the 4th one? I think it's the 3rd or 4th in the series. Oh, and.
But it stands alone really well.
Signed.
Nice.
And then also Finding Love for the Matchmaker, which is fun because this is the last one in the Matchmaking Mom series, and it's one of the moms. So you get older couple.
And that's Lori Larson, right?
Yeah, by Lori Larson. I'm sorry. Yes, Lori Larson. And this is a great second chance. So like they had a chance when they were younger and now they get this chance. So it's fun for older person reunion as opposed to just, second time around kind of thing.
Cool.
So also in the grand prize, we have a little silver spoon bookmark. So it's like a spoon.
Turned out nice.
Yeah, it's super cute. So it's a spoon that's been flattened and then the handle bent around and then it's embossed. It says fell asleep here. So you sort of hook it over the pages of your book and you'll know.
I can relate to that.
Yes. You'll know where to pick up again. And then we also have, this is a little journal full of handmade paper. And you can't probably see the paper super well. But it's handmade. It's got all the little flecks and stuff in it. And then the cover, this really pretty cover, is recycled saris from India. Which I think is, so it's a silk recycled sari. And I just think that's super fun. So, and it's a fair trade business. So it's giving, business to people who are struggling, which I love to try and find to do. Cool. And then the super fun part, a Kindle Fire.
Woo!
Now I have never seen one of those because we can't get the Kindle Fire in Australia, I don't think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's available. So this is, I'm having a really good look at the screen instead of looking at the camera. So that's what it looks like.
Yeah. And it's really nice. It's color and it basically, does all the tablet-y things. Plus you can read on it. And usually our birthday bash is where we have the slightly bigger grand prize or a device on the grand prize.
So that grand prize has the tote, the notebook or notepad, pen, mm-hmm. and and it has eight paperbacks.
Eight paperbacks.
And the Kindle Fire and the Silver Spoon and
the journal.
And the journal. The journal. Wow. The that's a huge prize.
It is.
So you could hide away for 6 months and read to your heart's content.
Yes, you can.
Well, 6 weeks anyway.
Right. Well,
you read faster than
more
me.
More than 6 hours. So then we also have six ebook packages. And some people, we actually do have a couple readers who prefer ebooks. So in those, I'm just going to read off what we have for those ebooks. We have one, the first package is Remembering the Cowboy by Mandy Blake, then Restoring Christmas by Julie Arduini, An Unlikely Proposal by Tony Shiloh, What Makes a Home by J.C. Weaver, and Hope at Last by me, Elizabeth Madry. Oh, and also the Main Street Minden Complete Series by Tara Grace Erickson. So the ebook packages have six books in them.
Cool.
One, two, three. Yeah, six. the second package has Remembering the Cowboy by Mandy Blake, Cadence of Cranberries by Valerie Comer, Finding Love for the Matchmaker by Lori Larson, Opening Her Heart by Deb Kastner, Waiting for You by Andrea Boyd, and Finding Love in Big Sky by Angela Ruth Strong.
Nice. Nice package.
The third one is The Trouble with Love by Tony Shiloh, Lawfully Cherished by Lewin Ho, What Could Be by J.C. Weaver, Marrying Mandy by Melanie Snitker, Finding Love in Eureka by Angela Ruth Strong, and Accept Me by Mary Newkerman. And then number four, we have so many. Not Until Forever by Valerie Bodden. I Still Do by Melanie Snitker. Know You More by Jan Thompson. The Black Sheep's Salvation by Deb Kastner. Uptown Flirt by Lindy Peterson. I love that one. Star Rising by Janet Ferguson. And then number five is Not Until Forever by Valerie Bodden. Lavished with Lavender by Valerie Comer. Main then another copy of the Main Street Minden collection. So that's like five books right there by Tara Grace Erickson, Uptown Flirt by Lindy Peterson, A Match to Call Ours, Marilee Wynn, and Ride With Me by Marion Newkerman. And then finally, the last ebook package is Hope for Family by Elizabeth Madry, His Longing Heart by Jan Thompson, Finding Love for the Playboy by Lori Larson, Waiting for You by Andrea Boyd, Star Rising by Janet Ferguson, and A Match to Call Ours by Marilee Wynn.
Wow. Yeah. There's a lot of books represented.
There is.
There are.
And there's a, I've picked a theme. There's a Valerie theme in those
there
books.
There is a Valerie theme.
There are two Valerie authors, and there's a book with a Valerie title as well, Hallie Bridgman's book.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Valerie
there you
rules.
Go.
Valerie rules the world.
It is. The Valerie birthday bash.
That's right. So the final two things, we'd be remiss if we didn't say what was in the international packages. Those are paperbacks, but they don't have any of the swag because it makes the international shipping a little bit too much. So the first international package, both have five books. Restoring Christmas by Julie Arduini, An Unlikely Proposal by Tony Shiloh, A Sudden Spark by Lewin Ho, I Still Do by Melanie Snitker, and Hope for Freedom by Elizabeth Madry.
Nice.
And then the second one is Marry Me for Real Cowboy by Valerie Comer, Valerie's Verdict by Hallie Bridgman, here's our Valerie again, Opening Her Heart by Deb Kastner, A Texas Bond by Shannon Taylor Vanader, Vanatter? Tell me, Valerie.
Carry on.
Oh, was
I'd
that
say
right?
Vanessa, okay. But I could
Vanatter.
Be wrong.
Thank you, poor thing. I need to ask Shannon to say it for me a couple times. And then the last one is A Baby to Call Ours by Marilee Wynn. So that is the rundown of all of our gifts. And it's going to be super exciting. So I think.
One thing I'd like to point out, you might be getting there, but I'm going to interrupt you.
Please
is that for our blog readers and commenters, if you live outside the United States, mm-hmm. look on the blog sidebar for a button to push that will enter you into the international giveaways. We do keep a list of people that we know for sure don't, you know, live in Canada or Australia or wherever, but we may not have your name on that list unless you put it there. So if you qualify for the international giveaways, please, please make sure that we know you qualify.
Yes.
So that means the only way to win an international one is to not just comment, but you also need to add your name to that list. Is that correct? Yes,
that is correct. Yep. I double check when I pull the winner for the international, I go and make sure that they are on that list so that I know that they are, in fact, international.
Fair enough.
Yeah, some of our readers we get to know, and we, you know, we know for sure some of them. It's like, oh, well, I know she's there. But it's still, even if you know that we know, go ahead and fill out the form. And even if you filled out the form for like the back to school, fill out the form again, because I do clear out the contents in between each giveaway so that, you know, you got to re-register every time.
Good to know.
And then the other, if you're international, you could still win potentially an ebook prize pack. Most of the books are delivered via Book Funnel, so it doesn't matter where you live. Some of them sometimes want to gift them via Amazon.com, and that then can cause a problem sometimes with international, but we usually work those out on a case-by-case basis if we end up with an international winner. So there you go. But like the Love Inspired books, I know you can't gift through Book Funnel. You have, you know, they have to gift them from Amazon. So, but because we have like most of the time our international winners are either Aussies because they know Narelle and so they all come to see Narelle blog, or they're from Canada because they love Valerie. Or because, you know, Canada's just our northern neighbor and they're like, whatever, we're going to hang out with them anyway. So, but because of that, because we have Narelle, I'm going to call you Varel. We're going to just Valerie and Narelle. sometimes we can gift from the CA store or the Australia store,
yeah.
You know, if we need to, we can work it out. So
cool.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the birthday bash?
No, other than it's extremely exciting and everyone needs to stop over at the blog and check it out.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. We've got all our bloggers on their best behavior this month.
Yeah.
And they're always on their best behavior. So yeah. We've got some blog posts coming up in the next 4 weeks that we know you're going to want to comment on. It shouldn't be a hardship. And we'd love to have you. If you've never been before, please come on by. And if you're a regular, then we're happy to see you again. Every single day, we're happy to see you.
Yep. All right. So definitely just remember, if you want to possibly win any of these fabulous books, it's all done by comments on the blogs, on the blog posts. So from now till March 13th, inspiromance.com every day, or sign up to get it delivered to your email every morning so that you never forget. And we hope that you will join us. So we'll just wrap up because we're excited and we've got some books to give away. So
nice.
Thank you all for joining us today at Story Chats. Don't forget to swing by the blog and enter every day. And if you're watching on YouTube, please do hit subscribe and tap your little notification bell so that you never miss an episode. We'll see you again next week. Don't forget to fall in love with a good book in the meantime. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.